Check out Michigan, I can make it bounce.
Everybody, and welcome to the Fake Ass Radio Show. I am your host, Scav D, and I don't think I mentioned that last week. This show is brought to you by alcohol, because who wants to do this shit sober? Lord knows we don't. Coming up in the hour, music from Lucas, local natives. I will be calling in live from the Tigers home opener. That's right. I'm going to be calling in live from opening day. I will explain how I am able to do that later on. But first, I'd like to introduce my co-host, the Mindy McConnell to my Mork from Ork, the Frog to my Toad, my friend, the one, the only, Gloria.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Frog? How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear.
How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am fucking kicking ass, as per usual. Like, we got the soul coughing in the background.
I like it.
These guys were so fucking awesome back in the day.
They were.
I wish they were still around. This song is so fucking sweet, too. It's sexy. it's sexy and dangerous at the same time, you know? It's like, makes me want to get on the fucking dance floor and grind my shit into a nice fat booty and... kick a motherfucker in the face all at the same time.
Wow.
It's just like sexy and dangerous.
It's a graphic
vision. Oh, God. I fucking love these guys. Bang on day. How was your week?
It was good. It was good.
Holiday.
Yep.
Easter. We had Easter after the last show.
Easter was on Sunday. Lennon actually went to church with his grandparents, Steve's parents. They go to church every Sunday. And they're like, can we take him for Easter? We're like, yeah. And they try to talk us into it. And we're like, oh, we're going to sleep in.
Yeah.
You're taking the kid. We're going to sleep in. We'll,
we need it.
So, anyways, they took Lennon to church. And it was funny because later on when he came home, he started, like, shushing us. And we're like, oh, you learned something new at Grandma and Papa's house. Like, so they must have been shushing him in church, like, shh,
oh,
you know, shh.
And he just,
and so he picked it up, and now he's using it. You know, he's like,
they're
shushing
like little
us.
Sponges.
Yeah, yeah. So it's cute.
They just pick shit up.
So I said something to Steve's mom. I'm like, he's shushing. I'm like, was he a little out of church? She's like, she started cracking up. She's like, well, he was in a little bit, you know,
like, little baby.
But yeah. So, anyways, I had a good week.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
The family shit was painless. Really not too much going on there. We did my, went over to my Aunt Lori's house on Sunday, and that was good. Saw a bunch of family that I hadn't seen in a long time. And then, this week I was kind of sick, actually. I went down to opening day, and I think I picked something up from when I was down there, but, it warmed up this week, and I got back into the barbecuing, actually. So,
nice.
I did some steaks, I did some wings. I'm gonna do a brisket this week.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm getting back into it. I wanted to get this show in order. I wanted to get all the ducks for this show in a row.
Oh, yeah?
You know? I wish I had some duck sound effects, but I don't. So, yeah, I'm going to do a brisket. I'm going to do some pork butts. So, but, yeah, even though the weather has been complete shit this fucking week, it's rained every day.
It was nice on Monday.
Monday opening day was nice.
Doing yard work
and today. And today was nice. So
yeah, today was nice.
It was a nice Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's night. Saturday night.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
Yeah, we'll bring this one back.
Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
All right, fucking A.
Nothing gets old on this show.
Rest in peace, Sam Cooke.
Jesus Christ.
All right, damn. There he goes. All right. All right, let's move on to...
There goes my chair.
Yeah, squeaky-ass chair again. Oh, my God, it was fine right before we started. It was fine.
Now it wasn't making any noise. Now I touched it. I'm like, oh, it's not making any noise. But...
What are we drinking? What are we getting into with the booze?
I am drinking Moose Drool.
Moose Drool?
Yep. All right. Big Sky Brewing Company.
And I got some Saugatuck. This shit is called... What is it? Dark as your soul. This shit is.
Dark as your soul?
As dark as your soul. This fucking booze right here that I'm drinking. And it's good, too. I can only have a few of these, though. It's real heavy. Not gonna fucking overdo it with these like I did a few weeks ago.
Take it easy tonight.
That was awful.
Mine's only 5.1% alcohol.
I think this is 6.5, so I gotta... I'm gonna watch out. All right, let's move into... How about this? Let's do this. Earlier this week, I was sending a text to Heather, and I noticed that above the keyboard where I type, there was the next suggested words that my phone thought that I should write in that particular sentence. Does your phone do that?
Yeah, my phone does that.
All right. So normally I turn that off. I don't normally use that feature, whatever the next word predictor. I don't use that. I just swipe away. I'm pretty quick with it. But somehow something happened last week. My phone restarted. It had to reboot, and that feature turned itself back on. So I'm texting Heather, and the sentence I was writing, in this case, the word that I was about to write,
yeah,
it's a particular word that only I say. I have to be the only one that says it, okay? And I look up, and I see that the prediction for the word that I'm about to write, it's already there, and it's absolutely correct. So my phone remembers words that I write.
Right.
And then it tells me when to use them before I even want to use them. So,
well, my phone does that too.
It's fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's nice. Cool as hell, even though I don't fucking use it.
Well, even like when I'm trying to spell Lennon, you know, it always wants to do like lemon. But now that I'd use it, you know, I use it so much that it just does it. It knows Lennon now. So right. It just throws. Yeah.
So, I saw that and I thought, what other weird words are going to be in my phone that right. I would use in a typical day? So, I went into my swipe settings, I found a section called Personal Dictionary, and I went in there, and this is what I found. Okay, this is my personal phone word dictionary. Let's do this, all right? Words in my motherfucking phone. Words in my phone. Words in my motherfucking phone, huh? You get it? The ring-a-ding-dong. My phone.
It's catchy.
Get it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So let's start. We'll just go through. We'll just fucking fly through these. All right. Allie. My dog.
Mm-hmm.
Ass. Bees. As in Mr. Bees, my local watering hole, bastard, BBQ, which is shorthand for barbecue.
Right.
Beagle, which is what my dog is, one of them anyways, bitch, Boglin, which was the word that I was writing to Heather, which prompted this whole...
Oh, really?
This whole thing. Boglin. Do you know what a boglin is?
No.
It's a nickname that I have for Herbie. My dog is a pug.
I know that, but I didn't know
back
there was an actual meaning.
Back in the day, in the 80s, there were these ghoulish rubber hand puppets that kids used to have. And there was probably like 10 different ones, and they were called boglins. And there's one of them.
Oh, really?
There's one of them that looks just like Herbie. So, yeah. So I remembered the name, and so I call him Boglin.
Oh, that's cute.
So, yeah. So, okay. Boglin. Bullshit. Butthole. Biatch.
Biatch? Biatch. Not bitch, but biatch.
No, I already said bitch. No, this is biatch.
Oh, okay.
Biatch is in there. Yeah, I use that word apparently a lot. C-Town. Represent. Duh. Not D-U-H, duh, but duh, D-A, as in duh crib or duh beach. Damn. Dick. Dickhead. DJ. Dog. D-O-double-G. Doo-doo, with a hyphen. Hyphenated. Drunk off my ass, also hyphenated. That's all like one word. Dumbass, fake ass, fart, farted, fuck, fucked, fucker, fucking, geeked, greasy.
Greasy?
Greasy.
How do you use that in a... Can you use that in like a sentence?
This is kind of a greasy situation. It's a Canadian, very Canadian, I feel like that phrase is. Heck, hell, which I thought was funny. I have heck and hell in there. Clean it up.
Good
Herbie,
for you.
Yeah. Herbie, my little boglin. Homie, hooker, Gia, which is the West Coast version of Yia, but it's just spelled with a J, so it's Gia. Lemishine, which is the best dishwasher additive ever. If anyone who lives in Clarkston who doesn't have a water softener knows that the fucking water here is as hard as my dick. So you need to fucking put some sort of shit in your dishwasher to soften that shit up. You put this Lemishine in your dishwasher, your shit comes out sparkly clean. There's never any residue left over. It's wonderful. Lemishine.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, it's in my phone. How about Lil?
Lil?
Lil, like Lil Ghetto Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gia. Yeah.
McBeagle. As in Allie McBeagle. That's my dog. Gnaw. As in hell gnaw. OG. Piss. Pissed. Pisser. Pissing. Sasha Ball, Scab D, Shit, Shits, Shitter, Shitty, Turd, Woot, Woot, with a hyphen. Yeah, Woot, Woot. Apparently I write that a lot. Whore. And finally, Y-E-S apostrophe M spells Yes'em.
Wow. That is some ghetto slang.
Yes, that's some very down south shit. All right, so that's those are the words of my phone. All right, we made it through that one.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't believe I used some of those fucking words.
I don't have a dictionary in my phone. We discovered that, huh?
Well, that is a fucking shame, yeah, because I would be curious to see some of the words that you write on a normal, everyday basis. So,
right.
All right, so... Let's say, what do you say we get into some fucking music?
Music time. Just like music. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt. It's time for music. Yeah. Scab's gonna play that shit for that ass. All right. Just like music.
All right. The first song we are playing tonight is Elephants by War Paint. And this is an all-chick band. They rock. They are so good. I saw them at Bonnaroo in 2011. And literally, there was like 100 bands there. And I saw 5 bands out of 100. They were one of them.
Nice.
It was just so fucking hot. It was so miserable. It was like hard to even move. So
where was that in Tennessee?
Tennessee. Yeah.
That was when I was down in Tennessee.
Yeah, right? We were supposed to meet up, but it didn't happen.
No, because you couldn't get out of there.
We couldn't leave. Yeah, it was horrible.
We were parked in. No, that's no good.
So, anyways, these chicks, they rock. Their album is called Exquisite Corpse, that the song's off of. And again, the song's called Elephants.
All right, here we go. Elephants, War Paint on the fake-ass radio show with Scav and Glow.
Against crazy love.
Yeah.
Elephants.
Isn't that good?
Those elephants are wild.
Band's called War Paint.
Oh, sorry. That's song's called Elephants.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you could hear how wild those elephants were.
No, those chicks are so badass. So I saw them last year, too, actually, at Magic Stick.
All right.
And
That's a good venue to see a show.
I almost beat up some bitches.
What?
It was with Heidi and Lori, too. Heidi's like, you're a mom. Settle down.
What happened?
But, no, well, I mean, it was a packed venue. I mean, like, there were so many people in this place. And, like, when you see this band, like, it's the kind of band that, like, you want to dance around. You want to have a good time. You know, when I saw them in Bonnaroo, it was so chill, and it was just fun, and there was lots mm-hmm. of dancing, and then at Magic Stick, it was just so packed, and I was, like, just dancing.
You need your space?
Well, I was just dancing a little bit. I wasn't even, like, full effect, you know, like, just a little bit, and there was, like, a chick behind me, and she was all, like, she started, like, pushing her finger into my back, you know, like, oh.
Oh, that's no good.
I literally just turned around, and I was like, what the fuck, and I just started dancing.
No.
Heard her boyfriend left, so I was like, whatever. They found a new spot, so I was like, good, you know, get your fucking finger out
Lock
of my back.
Off, get out of here, before I kill you.
Anyways.
Gloria's getting hard.
Anyways, the band's awesome, though. They're totally for love,
War
not fighting.
Paint. War paint. All right. I'm going to play a song now.
What are you going to play?
I am going to fuck with some old school shit. I just like playing the old school shit. So I'm playing tonight a Grammy award winning producer, rapper, singer, songwriter. This guy goes by the name of Lucas. Okay. He was born in Denmark. He moved around a lot. He was between Venice and London and New York, where he learned about hip hop.
Cool.
All right. And then he would eventually put out a very jazz influenced rap album called Lucascentric in 1994,
nice.
Which was when the song that I'm about to play came out, and the same album that it's off of. What else can I say about this shit? The music video for this song. It's one of the best music videos I've ever seen in my life. It's one of those deals where it's shot in entirely one take. And the camera is just sort of stylishly moving around throughout these different sets that they have built. So,
cool.
Amazing video. What else? Pardon. He only had this one hit. But he did manage to find some success producing tracks for other artists during his career, like Christina Aguilera, CeeLo Green, Sean Paul, and Mos Def, just to name a few. So this dude is definitely fucking paid.
Right.
So, all right. So this song, it is called Lucas with the Lid Off by Lucas on the Fake Ass Radio Show with Scad and Glow.
I've been practicing in my mind.
Catch the vibes, the reggae and the ragtime. Catch the vibes. Cause it's Lucas with the lid off. Catch the vibes. Cause it's Lucas with the lid off.
Electric until I blow my top off and wrap my lyrics right around the global earlobes and orbit my fit. I make it fit cause I'm hitting it myself together in whatever split for my format. And after that, I never stay the same and treat defeat like a doormat. Jump around on, I'm in the spread poetic and better. You're ready. Open up your skullcap and let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it drain. I'm too cool to have a good time, but really I'm a muted trumpet type of talk away. Hey, move to the front, take it off, catch the vibes. Cause it's Lucas with the lid off. Catch the vibes,
cast of vibes. Oh, cause it's Lucas with a little cast of vibes, cast of vibes. Oh, cause it's Lucas with a little sound, 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 sound. Scoodaddle, addle. Now, now, now. Whatever bubbles, bubbles up.
Come follow me, the rock, come follow me, no.
Whatever bubbles, bubbles up.
Come follow me, the rock, come follow me, no.
Whatever bubbles, bubbles up.
Come follow me, the rock, come follow me, no.
Whatever bubbles, bubbles up.
Come follow me, the rock, come follow me, no.
Up to my brain, I got the little, my chest, I got my nuddle, the type of spirit that could break your framework, my same body and I stay the same, hear the voice of summer, sounds of sounds down, but once I gotta hum my melody to represent the type of flow I kick, when my tongue is swinging like a drumstick of a jazzy type of lick, everybody's got the lid on tightly, afraid of what might be looking right behind and out of safety, so undo yourself and watch my vibe go out of my little chimney, but don't repeat my voice to the beat.
When you hear the track again, make up your own words, cause the rhythm is a conduit to break a split from the homegrown, the well-known, it's on to the unknown. See everyone to find the crack a microphone, about to get hooked up, I let, look up, I let, look up, I let whatever bubbles up. Out your head, spread the vibes and illuminate the sky. Cause it's Lucas with the little, it's Lucas with the little, it's Lucas with the little. Come on and take the little.
What's this?
What's
this? Quick the solo, quick the solo, just spread the vibes, kid.
Song is the jam right there.
It's a good song.
That shit is the jam. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Do you remember? Well, you got to watch the video. The video of that song is I feel like what really makes it. So definitely check that video out. So all right, let's move on. What the fuck time is it? All right, dude, I'm gonna be calling in any second, any minute now. I think I've got a little bit of time. Let me explain how I'm able to do this. Okay. How can I explain? I have a special phone, pretty much. I have a magical phone that is going to allow us to do that. Heather and I, we were over in Chinatown, okay? One weekend.
You guys were in Chinatown?
We were over in Chinatown. We'd never been there. We were poking around, okay? We walk into this tiny, tiny little antique shop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was more than that, really. It was more than that, because it had all sorts of gadgets and trinkets.
Like an antique shop?
Yeah, yeah. But it had more. He had weird animals in there, weird lemur-looking things that were in cages.
Monkeys?
Yeah, they looked like little monkeys, I guess. I don't know. It was kind of like the Whoopi Bowl, but it was only smaller.
The Whoopi Bowl.
And they had, like, newer shit, all right? So, all right. So, we're in there, we're looking around.
Yeah.
He's got a glass case towards the back of the store. So I'm looking through this glass case and I notice a black smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So at the time, I happened to be in the market for a newer smartphone. I was using a fucking Droid.
When was this?
A couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
In 2013. So I had like a Droid, the first model Droid that came out from 2007 or something like that. So it was on its last leg. So I asked the little Chinaman behind the counter, or Asian American Chinaman, I don't fucking know, whatever he is. I asked him if he can take the phone out so I can see it. So as soon as I mention it, he got real sketchy with me. He didn't seem like he wanted to sell it.
Oh, really?
All right. He didn't seem like he wanted to sell it to me. Like he kept like kind of playing it off like something was wrong with it or whatever. But I think he just wanted to keep it for himself,
right,
because it looked nice. It looked fine. So long story short, I talked the guy into selling it to me. the smartest phone. He kept calling it the smartest phone. Smartest phone. Smartest phone not for sale. So I pull out the fucking fat wad of fucking money, and he changed his tune real quick. He was like, "Well, okay." So I buy the phone. Keep calling it the smartest phone not for sale. I take the phone. I get it. I get it hooked up. I play around with it for a few days. Okay.
Yeah.
And what I come to find out is incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Look.
What did you find?
This phone has everyone's phone number. If I go into my contacts here, I can scroll through here. Look at all this. I have everyone's number. Everyone. Like, if I want to call President Obama, or let me fling it, Shakira. If I want to call President Obama
anyone
and Shakira.
Anyone in the world?
Anyone. Anyone in the world. I can call anyone. Yeah, this phone is fucking sweet. All right. Not only can I call anyone, but I can call them in the present time. I can also call them in the past and in the future, including myself. All right.
Really?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I can call in. So that's what's going to happen. I am calling into the future from opening day because I'm able to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So that's it. That's how I'm able to do that.
So past Gav is calling us?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. I'm there right now, and I hope I remember to do it. So, I'll be calling in any... Okay, hold on. Here I am. I'm calling right now. Hold on. Let me lock myself in. Let me lock this call in. Hold on. Get him. All right, here I am. Scav D, my man. The fuck is up?
The fuck is up, my man? What up, bro?
Not much. It's really you.
See,
holy shit.
I fucking told you. I told you it was me. This phone.
Weird.
This phone is fucking awesome. All right. Anyways, okay. Tigers home opener. 2015 Scav. What are you seeing down there?
All sorts of shit today. The pre-gamers are here. The city is bustling with activity, as one could expect. We're just basically waiting for this game to get underway, Stephen.
Oh, man. Is there any hot bitches down there?
Gloria, there is a gang of hoes down here. A lot of talent down here, definitely.
There were quite a fucking few. There was definitely a lot of fucking good-looking women down there.
Yeah, that reminds me. You've already seen the game, all right? You already know the outcome. Do not fuck it up and spoil it for me.
Right.
All right, Blair?
Right. You got it, buddy. You got it. No problem.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, dude. You got it.
No. There's definitely some good-looking Detroit women down here today, Chloe, but I'm with Heather, so I ain't trying to holler at nobody, you know?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No, and I wasn't. So.
But no, the barbecues are going, tons of people partying, I'm partying, it's a good vibe down here. The cheese fondue is kicking. I saw a guy with a cheese fondue. Mm-hmm. I just watched a line of girls hold on to a rail and take a group piss across the street from where we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking awesome down here.
Yeah, fucking A. It's good stuff.
What are you drinking?
What's that called?
I said, what are you drinking?
Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear you there.
That's right.
Shiner Ruby Redbird.
Oh, that shit is so fucking tasty. I fucking love it. Oh, fuck.
What's the weather like down there?
It's brisk, about 50 degrees, sunny, not too bad at all. You know, this is actually kind of perfect. It could be a little bit warmer, but this is actually perfect for us.
That's pretty good.
So where are you guys now?
Right now we're actually in a parking garage. It was an old building that's been converted into a parking garage. I'm pretty sure they filmed an Eminem video or two here. I'm looking across the street right now, and dude's got a 50-inch TV in the bed of his truck, hooked up. I don't know what the fuck they're watching. They're watching 120 minutes or something. The loud generators are going. But, the power is ticking.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, indeed.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good time.
Oh, I'm having a good time. Heather's having a good time. We're all having a good time.
Nice.
It was a good time. And I'll tell you, the Tigers look great, too. They came out fucking swinging right off the bat. It was a fucking good game. Fucking definitely a good win. Good win.
Scab, you dumb fuck. I can't you have to tell me whether or not they won.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I am so fucking sorry. Shit, I just fucked that up. Dude, I'm sorry, man. It just fucking slipped out.
Scab, you're the dumbest motherfucker ever.
Dude, I said I was fucking sorry, all right? It was a fucking accident.
No, you were a fucking accident.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Don't forget to wind your watch.
Very funny, motherfucker.
All right, he's fucking pissing me off. I'm going to get rid of this guy.
Jeez.
You got anything else, fucking scav?
No, that will probably do it for me, I guess. I will go and try to enjoy this game and I just play sets with whoever the fuck will take them. I don't know. Fuck it. Back to you, Scab Dick. Well, fuck yourself, buddy.
Jeez.
Bye, Gloria.
See you, Scab.
Oh, my God. Fuck. That's me.
Oh, jeez.
Fucking, hey, calling in from opening day.
One of you is enough, but two of you, that's... That's intense.
I just fucked the game up for myself. Is that how I am in real life, by the way? Jesus Christ, man. I'm a fucking prick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Call myself a motherfucker there. I'm not sure if anybody picked up on that. Said to go fuck myself. And told myself to go fuck myself. Jeez. You know what? I realize I sit here. I just revealed future events to myself from the past, and yet I sit here presently, and I don't feel any different. I must be able to handle my...
It didn't affect you at all.
No, I can handle my space-time continuum better than others, I guess. So, yeah, this phone is fucking awesome. I told you, this phone is great. We'll do more with this thing. We'll definitely do more with this fucking thing. All right. Let's play some more music. You got a song?
I do have a song.
What do you got?
We're going to do Wide Eyes by the Local Natives.
Local Natives?
This band formed in 2008.
Hold on. What was the name of the first band?
That was War Paint.
And this band is called Local Natives?
Yeah.
Was this from your... Did you get these songs from your tribal playlist on YouTube, Gloria? Was there a theme for the music for this show that you didn't fucking tell me about? This Native American fucking Indian fucking theme that you got going on here? Fucking
what is this?
It's your Indian music. You got that Indian music fucking kicking. Indian, I wonder what this guy's fucking saying. I wonder.
Probably some spiritual shit.
This guy, like a rain dance or
serious
something.
Serious shit. Some shit you shouldn't be fucking around with.
Some spiritual shit. Don't play with them spirits, boy.
Some of that voodoo shit.
I'm Indian, actually. I'm Native American. I'm part Cherokee and Osage.
I am part Indian, too.
What are you?
Very small percentage. What Cherokee, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm at the casino right now, actually. I feel like I'm up at the fucking Boring Eagle. Oh, that boring-ass eagle. I fucking hate casinos. I can't fucking stand them.
I can't stand them either.
You know, they represent everything that I hate about America, I think. It's just everything that could possibly annoy me in one fucking place.
I just feel like I'm wasting money.
I hate gambling.
I hate gambling, too. I'm not into it.
It's just people there annoy me, too. It's always
my grandma fucking loved it.
It's always like fucking...
She loved that shit.
It's like, sir, your fucking cigarette is blowing right in my fucking face, sir. Can you put that out, please? It's like, sir, your hit up drunk ass bitch who looks like Daniel Day-Lewis is spilling her drink all over me. Can you fucking control her, please? I can't stand the casino, man. I hate gambling too. I can't stand fucking gambling.
I
hate losing money.
I do too. All
right.
I can't stand it.
I never win. I never fucking win.
I don't mind when someone else gives me their money to spend. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, this is our last, but hold on. This is our last quarter. Hold on. Hold on. Here we go. Cherry. Hey, we won! I fucking never win at these fucking shit. Yes! Oh my god. Alright.
Someone hand me a smoke.
Damn, we hit the fucking jackpot there.
Sweet.
What were we talking about?
I don't fucking know. We're part Indian. Oh,
local
you're
natives.
Fucking your shit about local native war paint.
That's right.
I didn't even notice that shit. I should have fucking noticed
local
that.
Local natives war paint.
Anyways, yeah, this song's called Wide Eyes.
All right, here we go. Wide Eyes by Local Natives on the Fake Ass Radio Show with Scav and Glow. was epic.
You like that?
It's very epic. That shit got fucking real at the end there.
Oh, local natives.
Oh.
I wish you would have watched the video. The video is kind of cute that goes to it. It's there's like this dude and he's got this imaginary like shark that follows him around.
Hmm.
He's like scared of it. And then finally, like, he's got this girlfriend and like they're getting it on, and like all of a sudden he looks next to her and there's the shark just laying in bed smoking a cigar or something, and like she's getting all pissed because she knows that he's seeing the fucking shark again. She's just like, God, fucking, are you serious? You're seeing the imaginary shark again?
Sharking?
Then they're like out Wilfred. To eat. Yeah. Yeah, kind of actually. But then they're out to eat and there's the shark, you know, and like he goes out to an alley and he like fights. He gets into this like bloody fight with this shark. And he beats the shit out of him and he throws his body in a dumpster, the shark, and like he's all refreshed and feeling good the next day, like, yes, I got rid of that scary imaginary shark. And then all of a sudden you see this scary koala bear like kind of climbing out, like
it's a koala bear.
So
now?
Yeah
that's so fucked
but
up.
It's kind of funny.
All right, well, if I have to watch this video, you have to watch the Lucas with the lid off video. That
all right
so all right. That'll be our homework.
Okay.
Maybe we can post those on the Facebook page. Cool. Actually, we'll do that. We'll post both of those videos so y'all can watch them.
Cool.
So you can interact with them. I just thought about that.
That's
and I
idea.
Apologize for belching.
You apologize?
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right. So I'm going to play the final song of the evening.
Cool.
All right. So.
What is it?
This is me holding on to what I have left from my youth again.
It's not another Madonna.
No, it's not Madonna this time. we all know Bush. Bush was big in the 90s. Started out in England, ventured over here. Girls could rock Bush in the 90s, and dudes didn't really mind it all that much. Everybody liked Bush. Right? I liked Bush. You liked Bush. Yeah. All right. So, anyways, Bush came out.
I can tell you a thing about Bush.
Bush. Bush came out. Their album came out right around the same time my first pick that I played earlier came out. So, right in the mid 90s. They put out some great music then. They broke up in 2002. Their front man, Gavin, went on to fuck Gwen Stefani. The rest of the band went on to play in other bands that weren't very popular. They reformed in 2010. And they've done two albums since then. They put out a new album just last year. Fuck. I've always liked Bush. Like Madonna. I still like Bush. I'm glad they're still around. I'm glad they're still around. I'm glad they're still making music. The song I'm going to play is off their new album. Like I said, came out the end of last year. They recorded this album in Dave Grohl's studio, 606 in California, which anyone who has seen the documentary Sound City knows that it has that classic Neve soundboard from that legendary studio. So this album's got a warm feel, all right? All right. And that board, that soundboard recorded some legendary albums, so check out that documentary, Sound City. And check out my new Bush. It's making a comeback. All right, on the Fake Ass Radio Show with Scav and Glow.
disappear. It's a dangerous again.
Bush. What did you think of my new Bush?
It reminded me of your old Bush.
Yeah, nice. Well, that's a good thing. I think that song's kind of got, I don't know.
Bush was okay when I was 14.
Do I?
Fucking, what's his name? Gavin, whatever. He was hot when I was 14.
Do I dare say that that song kind of has a, sounds Nine Inch Nails-ish a little bit? Yeah, I thought it kind of, maybe a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe like...
a tiny little bit. So.
Maybe the music a little bit.
I like
not the guy.
I like it. Like that song. That's a good one. That's a good one right there. So. What do you say, Glow? You got anything else this week?
No. I guess I don't. Not really.
Yeah, I really don't have that much either.
God, we're lame.
Yeah. Fucking A. Ending the show with a fucking bang.
Ending it with a bush.
With a bush.
Or bush.
With a new bush. The new filthy bush.
It's springtime, ladies. Let's get rid of that.
That's right. You don't want that shit peeking out.
I'm working on that.
You know, the weather is shaping up, so I'm excited to keep the barbecuing going. The dogs are back out.
We've been barbecuing too.
Yeah, I put the patio furniture out today, so yeah, we're ready to rock. The deck is done. We did that last summer, and then the house is done. So I was just thinking about today, like, what are we gonna fucking do? There's no more work that needs to be done. We can relax.
That's nice.
I don't know what that feels like.
That's gonna be awesome. We got to paint the house this summer.
No, well, that'll be fun.
I mean, it's a brick house, so really it's just like a, you know, some like trim and shit.
You can spray that shit, though, can't you? Yeah, you can get a paint sprayer and just spray it down. Take an hour.
Yeah.
Do the whole house an hour.
We'll see. We'll see.
I'm going to sip my beer right quick. Before we get out of here. Oh, that's so good. Dark as your soul, that beer. All right, real quick. Let me quickly mention, you're going to find us on SoundCloud, folks. SoundCloud.com/TheFakeAssRadioShow. We're on Facebook.com/TheFakeAssRadioShow. And then follow us on Twitter. Please follow the shit out of us at FakeAssRadio. And what else can I say? Stay tuned for a word from some of our other fake radio friends. All right. And as always, I've been Scav.
I've been Glow.
And this is the Fake Ass Radio Show.
Have a good night.
Have a good night or a good morning.
Or a good morning.
Whenever you're listening, we're glad that you are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very, very much. Good day.
Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through. Through. If I stole.
Well, hello there. I'm Brett.
And I'm Eric from Hot Butter Podcast.
A weekly conversational podcast that usually results in a moderately humorous take on the world in which we live.
You can expect the occasional rant, hockey talk, dad life, self-deprecation, our favorite song of the week, and plenty of randomness.
So grab a beer or wine spritzer and check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter, and Facebook, or on the World Wide Web at HotButterPodcast.com.